top candidate for the IR2.
Money with them.
Whoa, partner. Whoa, stop tuning that dial. You found us on 88.9 KETR, the place for homegrown Texas entertainment and the Grin and Barrett Show, where we grin and, well, you bear it. Tonight, the Grin and Barrett Show proudly presents to you Dysfunction Junction. Dysfunction Junction, a radio sitcom about Earlene Plunkett, her husband Marcel, and Norval, their dim-witted 40-year-old son who never left home. But first, a song entitled What You Are by Mai Carmen. Thanks, Mike. Now sit back, relax, and stay tuned for another installment of Dysfunction Junction. It just might make you feel better about your own life.
Dysfunction Junction, 9643 Sycamore Trail.
Dysfunction Junction, Mama, Norville, and Marcel. We put the fun in dysfunction at Dysfunction Junction.
Joe's Pool Hall, 8-Ball speaking.
Norval, are you still driving us to the flea market today?
Yeah, I guess. Hey, I'm not late, am I?
Nah, I was wondering if you could come by here early. I need you to drop us by the dentist before we head out there.
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem.
Well, hurry up, because we don't want to be late for that flea market. Matt Minky's going to be there broadcasting live today.
Okay, I'll be right over, Daddy. Bye.
Bye.
Earlene, you ready to go? Norval's on his way over here right now.
Yeah, okay. Did you remember to make that dentist appointment?
It's all taken care of. Don't you worry about a thing.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, Norval. Thanks for driving us to the flea market today. You know Matt Minky's gonna be there live.
Yeah, that's what Daddy said.
Well, come on. Let's get getting. Norval, grab your mother's thermos off the kitchen counter and fill it up with coffee for her while she gets her coat on.
Well, sure. Hey, I always wondered, why they call them things a thermos?
They call it a thermos because it keeps hot stuff hot and cold stuff cold.
Yeah, but how does it know what's hot and what's cold?
It just does, Norval, okay? Sometimes I wonder about that boy, Earlene.
Well, that's the roots of your raisin right there.
No, I'm pretty sure he gets that prize-winning DNA from your side of the family.
Well, all right then, I'm ready.
Did you get your mama's thermos filled up with coffee, boy?
Yeah, and I put a couple of popsicles in there for me, too.
That boy just ain't right, Earlene. Come on, let's get going.
Hey, Mama, listen to Snoop's song on my CD. It's called Christina by Brad Bergen.
Oh, Christina, I'm longing for you. I'm full of emotions, bewildered and blue, like a bird. Oh, Christina, keep you in my life. forgotten how to fly.
Here we are, y'all.
Good boy, Norval. Now let's get in there and get this over with so we can get on our way to that flea market.
I'm coming. Moving my old bones as fast as I can.
And how are you folks doing this fine day?
Well, I'm okay, but Marcel here has that metals disease.
I'm sorry to hear that, but what is exactly metals disease?
It's when you have silver in your mouth, iron in your blood, and lead in your backside.
Well, I'm truly sorry I asked. Just have a seat over there, and we'll be right with you folks.
You have just enjoyed part one of Dysfunction Junction. Hang in there now. You know you're curious to find out if Marcel gets to his flea market on time. But first, a song.
Well, the road is laid out, clear ahead. A song in my head as I walk alone. If you could walk a mile in my shoes, I think you'd find I got nothing to lose. So I walk alone. Seems like I always got my back to the wind. Spot of me. Time is money, and money ain't free. That's why I walk alone.
That was the talented Amanda Sayre singing A Mile in My Shoes. Now we return you to the edge of your seat for part two of Dysfunction Junction. Marcel Plunkett, we have chair number one waiting for you, dear.
Now we're in a hurry this morning. Matt Minky's going to be broadcasting live at the flea market today.
Oh yes, I've heard. This will be your room right here. Just wait here and the dentist will be with you in a minute.
You know, Earlene, I guess being a dentist is the only way a man can tell a woman to open or close her mouth and get away with it.
Oh, ha, ha. Well, do you know what the dentist of the year gets?
No, what?
He just gets a little plaque.
You're funny, Earlene. Do you know what's the difference between a dentist and a Yankee fan?
What?
One Yank's for the roots and the other roots for the Yank.
Hello. Did I interrupt something?
Oh, no,
go
that's
ahead.
Okay.
Well, I'm Dr. Strange. How may I help you today?
Yes, Dr. Strange. First of all, I'm in a big hurry because I've got to get to that flea market today, and I need a tooth pull. So forget about any anesthetic. Just pull the tooth and be done with it. I don't have time to wait for that anesthetic to start working.
My goodness, Mr. Plunkett. You're sure a brave man asking me to pull a tooth without using anything to kill the pain. Which tooth is it?
Open your mouth, Earlene, and show the doctor which tooth hurts.
Well, you've got a very big cavity in there, Mrs. Plunkett. A very big cavity indeed.
I'm already scared to death. You don't have to say it twice.
I didn't. That was an echo. But I'm afraid we're going to have to drill that cavity out, Mrs. Plunkett. Yes.
Did I hear you right? Did you say the D word? Drill?
Oh, it's okay, Mrs. Plunkett. Just sit back in this chair and I'll get your nitrous oxide going.
My nitrous what side?
Nitrous oxide, or laughing gas, Mrs. Plunkett. Here, just put this over your nose and breathe in and breathe out. Now, I'm going to step out for a moment and let this start taking effect, and I'll be right back.
Don't worry about that, Earlene. We can get to that flea market after lunch and still have time to see Matt Minky give away that bass boat.
Oh, when is that man coming back to wash my hair?
What are you talking about, Earlene?
Well, normally when I go get my hair done, they shampoo it first.
Earlene, I think that laughing gas is definitely starting to work. You just sit tight. He'll be right back, and I'm sure he'll shampoo your hair before he does anything else.
All right, Mrs. Plunkett, are you ready?
Yes. Well, I need a wrench put on my head today.
You need a what?
Just go with it, Dr. Strange. She thinks she's at the beauty shop, and you're going to put a rinse in her hair.
Oh, okay.
It's starting to look like chances are pretty slim Marcel will get to his flea market. Can they still make it? Can Earlene get her tooth fixed? Bet you're wondering, so come on back after this song.
About a misunderstanding, carrying the weight of the world on your shoulder, swinging a miss and it ends with a kiss. You never seem to get what you grab for. You're feeling dejected, your life's been infected.
Folks, you've just enjoyed My Carmen singing Misunderstanding. And now back to Dysfunction Junction.
There you go, Mrs. Plunkett. How do you feel?
Oh, well, I don't know. Do you have a mirror?
Sure. Have a look in here.
Oh, why in all the years I've been coming here to get my hair done, this is the best you've ever done.
Why, thank you, Mrs. Plunkett. You guys have a real nice day now. I can honestly say that I've never had a patient quite like you, Mrs. Plunkett. And I do believe I will have my nurse check the levels on the laughing gas next time you come to see us.
Well, yes. Thank you. I think my hair looks good, too. How do you like my hair, Norval?
Your hair?
We don't have time to wait for you to notice her new hairdo, Norval. Just get us to that flea market.
After all that waiting, I'm kind of hungry, Daddy. Can't we stop and get something to eat?
Well, I guess we've got time to stop off and get a quick bite to eat.
Well, I tell you what, I'll just pull in here and wait and grab something at the Burger House. Look at it over there. And they just installed this new drive-through and an awning, and locals are calling it the Domain Tunnel.
Well, good Lord, I don't want to get sick from that drive-thru food. Let's go in, for goodness sake.
Welcome to the Burger House. Will there be three today?
Yes, ma'am. Three.
Right this way, please.
Marcel, do you see who that is?
Who is, Earlene?
That man over there in that corner booth. That's Ray Butcher. Why, he is a famous comedian. I think I'll go over and say something to him.
Earlene, that's probably not a good idea in your condition. You're not over that laughing gas yet.
Oh, Marcel, I'm fine. What would you know anyway? Oh, Ray, you're Ray Butcher.
Well, yes, ma'am, I'm Ray Butcher.
Hi, Ray. I'm Earlene Plunkett. This is my husband, Marcel, and my boy, Norval.
Well, nice to meet you, Mrs. Plunkett. Guys?
Ray, can you say something funny for me?
Earlene, you don't just ask somebody something like that.
Oh, Marcel, could you just do that funny thing you always say?
Well, actually, Mrs. Plunkett, I had a really bad day. My dog died last night. I had to take my mother to the hospital this morning, and now we're waiting to hear the outcome.
Well, you're not that funny after all.
Come on, Earlene. You're embarrassing yourself. Let's just go sit down.
Well, he's not that funny in person.
Yeah. Are you guys ready to order?
Yeah, I am. I want that Burger House burger.
I believe I'll have one of them things, too.
I'll just have an ice cream cone, sweetie. I just had a wrench put on my head. How do you like it? I think the new shade brings out my eyes.
Your hair looks real nice, ma'am. I'll be back with your order in a bit.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Dysfunction Junction. Now here's Brad Bergen singing I've Really Tried.
How many people have really, really tried to live out the dreams they truly feel inside? Sometimes it's easier to take the other side. Oh, but how many people have really tried? How many people have been so all alone? It's hard to be different and go the ways I've gone. I've lost a lot of dreams and I've lost a lot of pride, but at least I can say I've really tried. I am a dreamer, a thinker, a believer. Long way I've been denied, but I'm not a quitter, I can't give up. At least I can say I've really tried. say I haven't gained a lot. I'm sure they're all dreaming the same dreams inside, but at least I can say I really tried. I am a dreamer, a thinker, a believer. Long way I've been denied, but I'm not a quitter, I can't give up. At least I can say I've really tried. At least I can say I've really tried.
And now, back to Dysfunction Junction.
Here's your ice cream cone, ma'am. And here are your Burger House burgers, gentlemen.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks.
Norval, this burger sure does look good.
It sure does. It tastes good, too.
Earlene, where in the heck is your ice cream cone?
Why, it was too cold, so I put it in my pocket.
Well, Earlene, next time we take you to the beauty shop to get a wrench put on your head, we need to make sure you don't get gassed again, that's for sure.
Well, let's get out of here and get that flea market, Daddy. I can't wait.
Sounds good to me, Norval. Let's go. Now, Norval, hurry up and get me that flea market. Keep an eye on your mother. She sure ain't got over that gas yet.
Mama, what are you doing with that cigarette lighter?
I'm trying to light my cigarette.
But you don't even smoke, Mama.
I don't.
No, Mama. Mama, what are you doing? Mama, you caught my sleeve on fire.
Stick it out the window, Norval. Let the wind blow it out.
It didn't work, Daddy. It's getting worse.
Norval, slow down. You're driving too fast.
Oh, no. He's pulling me over.
Quick, get out of the car and roll on the ground.
Okay.
Sir, are you okay? I need you to get back up and get in the car.
Thank you, officer. I don't know what I'd have done without you. Are you writing me a ticket? What for?
Boy, around here we call that possession of an illegal firearm.
Well, thanks a lot, officer.
Have a good day. Ma'am? Are you all right?
I just had a wrench put on my head.
A what? Put on your what?
Don't mind her, officer. She's gassed.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good that you're taking care of your elderly parents, son.
Well, I do what I can, officer. Have a nice day.
Norval, just get me home as fast as you can.
But what about your flea market, Daddy?
I am way over that flea market. This day ain't never gonna end. Just get me home. Well, it sure is good to be home, Earlene. We might as well turn the radio on. Listen to Matt Minky here.
Yep, Matt Minky. A face for radio and a voice for television.
Well, hi there. This is Matt Minky coming at you live from the flea market. I'm drawing a name for the Bass Boat giveaway, and if this lucky contestant is present today, then they'll be the winner of this brand new Bass Boat. Drum roll, please. And the winner is Marcel Plunkett. Marcel, if you're here today, it's your lucky day. And if you're not here, well, then I'll just draw another name to see who the winner is for this fancy Bass Boat. Again, Marcel, are you here? Marcel.
Turn that thing off, Earlene. Just turn it off. Just when I thought things couldn't get any worse. Well, at least I guess you're over that laughing gas. Do you think you could turn the TV on for me?
Sure, just let me find the batteries to the remote.
Good gravy, Earlene. I'm almost scared to ask, but why did you take the batteries out of the remote?
Well, I didn't want that beam to shoot across the room and start a fire or something.
Oh, Lord. Please let this day be over.
Hey,
You have just listened to the Green and Berry Show, Dysfunction Junction. Dysfunction Junction is an original script written by Lori and Brad Bergen. Tonight's cast included Eve Gish as Mama, Brad Bergen as Marcel, Gary Herbst as Norval, Amanda Serra as the dentist, Mike Harmon as the comedian, David Gish as the police officer, Lynn Power as the announcer, Ann Thornton as the waitress and the receptionist, Lynn Power as the nurse, and Matt Minky as himself. If you'd like to hear more of the Green and Barrett Show, please join us at 7 p.m. on the first Wednesday of every month with an encore presentation the following Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on KETR 88.9, the place for homegrown Texas entertainment.
We put the fun in dysfunction at Dysfunction Junction.
Brennan Barrett Show is a production of 88.9 KETR, a commercial-free broadcast service of Texas A&M University Commerce. Production assistance by Chris Watson. I'm Matt Minky, producer of this program. Catch up on previous episodes of this show and many more at KETR.org. Your donations keep special programming like this on the air, so please consider making a pledge now at KETR.org/support, and we really appreciate you listening to 88.9.